Welcome to Christian Life with Dr. William Baker. I'm your host, Dr. William Baker. I want to thank everyone who is, again, listening this week, or if you're new, welcome to the podcast. Last podcast, we had started on Matthew chapter 1, verse 18, and we will continue that this week. Let's dive right into that, and then we'll talk about just a couple of quick things after that. So this week, where we left off, we're going to start with the visit of the wise men, Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." And when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. Now, it's telling us at the beginning, Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod. So Herod was the king, and the wise men from the east come to Jerusalem and were inquiring about where's the king of the Jews. Now, of course, Herod's worried. He's a king. And now you have a competing king. So he thinks it's a competition. He doesn't understand the real kingdom of Jesus. Now they said, you know, while they're inquiring, they said, "We saw the star and we've come to worship him." So he's already been born at that point. We know that from last time. So Herod was really troubled. And when he called those chief priests and scribes, now that isn't the Jewish government, religious government, which would be the Sanhedrin, the Sadducees, and the Pharisees. The chief priests and the scribes were of the temple. So these are the ones that are, you know, leading all the services in the temple, and the scribes who are writing everything down. So, you know, Herod inquired of them, "Where is he going to be born?" And they told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it's written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" So Herod, being a king, you know, he's been told this, and he's thinking, "Oh my goodness, you know, there's a ruler, a new king, and he's going to rule the, you know, Israel, the people of Israel." It's a lot of people. So yeah, he was kind of worried, thinking somebody was going to overthrow him or kill him or something. So when he heard this, Matthew chapter 2, verse 7 here, "Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, 'Go and search diligently for the child. And when you found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him.' After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was." So Herod had called him in there and said, you know, "Hey, go find him. I want to sit down and worship him too." Well, you have a king who's saying he wants to worship another king. I don't know any king that would want to do that. I don't know any kings, but if I did, I don't know any that would want to do that. I think they would be, you know, perplexed, to say the least, but definitely want to put an end to the other king who would be a threat. And again, the star went before them and showed them the location where the child was, the baby Jesus. "And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. The journey was over. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, Jesus gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. So they're giving him, the wise men are giving three gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And, you know, back in those times, you know, gold, we think, oh, wow, I want gold. But sometimes, you know, the frankincense and myrrh were very expensive. And I would say that they were probably more expensive than the gold, the cost to acquire them, you know, but they're given it as a gift. And now, the three wise men, and being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Now, they were alerted, you know, they were told in a dream, hey, if you go back to Herod, he may or may not kill you, but he's definitely going to come after the baby Jesus and kill him. And you just went and worshiped Jesus, so why are you going to give him over to his enemies? So they went back another way. They tricked him. Now we're at Matthew chapter 2, verse 13. Now when they had departed, the three wise men, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt, and remain there until I tell you. For Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose, Joseph, and took the child, Jesus, and his mother, Mary, by night and departed to Egypt, and remained there until the death of Herod. Now this was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, out of Egypt I call my son. Now, the Lord is not going to let his son Jesus die at the hand of, you know, Herod. It is not part of the prophecy. It's not why God sent his son to earth. Excuse me. But Herod was looking to destroy him. So Joseph took Mary and they fled by night. They left pretty quickly. Matthew chapter 2, verse 16. Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked by the wise men, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and in all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. Now, before we get to what the prophet Jeremiah said, let's think about that. Herod knew he was tricked, but he had gotten enough information from the three wise men that he was able to pin down a rough time frame. And that's why he ordered all male children, 2 years old or younger, in Bethlehem or in that region to die. He wanted them killed. So, you know, he was able to make that decision based on just the information, you know, that little bit of information that they gave him. So, then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and loud lamentation. Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because there are no more. Now, Rachel is the personification of Israel. He's using that, you know, when you think of, you know, Israel lost their children. It's kind of abstract when you think of a territory or a place. So, but when you put a name on it, like Rachel, you think more of a person losing their child, weeping for her children, all the two-year-olds and under that died. They can't be comforted. Their children, those males are gone. Now, the return to Nazareth. So we're in chapter 2, Matthew chapter 2, verse 19. Now, but when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, rise, take the child, Jesus, and his mother, Mary, and go to the land of Israel. For those who sought the child's life are dead. Herod's dead, so you can go back. That's what the angel is telling him. Now Joseph rose, he rose and took the child, Jesus, and his mother Mary, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Now Herod and his lineage, you know, of course they're going to be afraid. They want to kill you. They're not very nice people. So he was afraid to go there. Joseph was afraid to go there. And being warned in a dream again, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken by the prophets might be fulfilled, that he would be called Nazarene, a Nazarene. So two times Joseph was warned. And it saved the baby Jesus and Mary and probably Joseph's life as well. So that's all we're going to discuss this week on Matthew. Please remember, when we're reading the Bible and doing Bible passages and learning, it is really about spiritual currency that one builds up. Now, spiritual currency is something everybody needs, just like, if you've saved up money, if you saved up something, you have it for a reason when you need it. If you don't have spiritual currency when you need it, how strong are you going to be? The more you save, the stronger you are. So the more we read the Bible, the more we know, the stronger we are spiritually. And we have that when we need to rely on it, whether we're under attack from demons, whether we're attacked from Satan, when things go wrong, when they go south, when we're frustrated, when we're stressed out. It can be a source of healing and calm for us. It's something we can rely on. So please make time to study the Bible, read the Bible, and pray. Now, people out there are going to say, well, I'm not Christian. I've had some people tell me that I'm not Christian. I'm agnostic, but I believe in God. Okay, so you're maybe something else. Well, I'm not concerned with that. I am inwardly, but, you know, that's not my point here. My point here is there is a time in everybody's life when they got to ask themselves, you know, do you believe in God? Do you believe in Jesus? You know, are you willing to accept the Jesus as your Lord and Savior? You know, are you going to repent of your sins, change your heart? You know, Christ died on the cross for us. The perfect Lamb took the sins in, man's sins in, new sin for to take them in. He had to open himself up to take that, you know, knowledge of what sin was and die on the cross for us. Please remember, when we pass, when we die, it's too late at that point. You know, rich man goes to Hades, wishes he wasn't in Hades. You know, it's too late. Poor man goes to Hades, it's too late. And that's not the final chance, you know. You've got a chance in this time, and then when you go before the white throne of judgment, and that is in the Bible, you know, you'll stand before God, and he's going to count off your sins, but do you believe in him? Have you asked for forgiveness? Have you accepted the Lord? Have you put your faith in Christ and accepted his grace? It's there for everyone. Regardless of what you're going through, remember, God is always there. So, you're not alone in anything. If you have questions for me or want me to answer something for you or focus on something, please let me know. Go to my podcast on Podbean. Send me a message. I will get to it as soon as I can. And as always, go with God and let your heart not be troubled. So God bless everyone. Again, this is Christian Life with Dr. William Baker, and everyone have a blessed week. Thank you.